Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined in by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we are really excited to feature a batch of trivia that I've been pumped for. I know the lad has been kind of looking forward to it, too, but I'm really excited for this one. This week, we are going to feature famous sidekick trivia, which is kind of cool. Are you excited for this one?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool sidekicks to talk about. But before we get to that trivia, we are going to take today's fan question of the week. This one is a very special fan. This one comes from the grandpa.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Grandpa Les brought in a speak pipe, so we're going to take his. So here we go. Turn it over to Grandpa Les.
Hello, Dad and Lad. This is Les. I have a true and false question for you. Are some cats allergic to people? True or false?
True or false, some cats are allergic to people. What do you think?
True.
True, he says. So some cats are allergic to people, you say. All right. I'm going to say I think it's true as well. Let's turn it over to Grandpa and see what he has to say.
The answer is true. It's pretty uncommon due to the fact that we bathe ourselves more often than other species and don't shed as much hair or dead skin. But yes, it does happen. Some cats can be allergic to people.
Well, there you go. I guess it's kind of weird to think of a cat being allergic to a person, but I guess it makes sense. Why not?
Anything could happen.
Do you think that you've met an allergic to person cat?
I don't think I've ever met a cat.
That's not true. You've met cats before.
Not many.
Yes, not many, but... So, I don't know. Maybe in the cats you've met, maybe none of them are allergic to people. Who knows? All right. Well, thank you so much, Grandpa Les. Grandpa jumped onto speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and recorded that question. So, thank you so much, Grandpa.
Thank you, Grandpa.
And without further ado, let's jump headfirst into famous sidekicks trivia. So here we go. Question number one. Who is Batman's most famous sidekick?
Robin.
Robin is correct. Robin first appeared in about 1940, and his main reason for showing up was to try to attract younger comic book readers. That was the main reason why they brought Robin in the story. We actually talked about Robin not too long ago, didn't we? In, I think, cartoon trivia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Want to know my favorite sidekick of Batman?
Sure.
Alfred.
Alfred. Does Alfred count as a sidekick?
Yeah.
I guess. Alfred just kind of stays at home and cooks up all kind of cool stuff. And he dusts. Yeah. But he is quite smart and he's always been there. Question number two. Patrick Starr is the lovable and loyal sidekick to his right angle ocean dwelling character. Name that character.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants is correct. Patrick Starr is his sidekick. I think Patrick Starr is probably one of my favorite characters in SpongeBob. Do you have a favorite SpongeBob character?
I really like Plankton.
Plankton? Yeah, he's fun too. But Patrick Starr is very stupid, right?
Yes.
kind of an oaf. And he kind of runs around and he gets into trouble all the time and... I like characters like that. I think I identify with characters like that. Question number three. Who is the redhead that helps Harry Potter on almost every adventure?
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley is correct. Did you know that Ron Weasley is afraid of spiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty well-known fact.
Did you know Ron Weasley has a pet rat?
Oh, he does. Yeah, that's pretty fun. I like Ron. I don't know. I also identify with Ron being kind of like a, he's a middle child, isn't he? Or is he the baby? I can't remember.
It's the girl who's the baby.
Yeah. So he's the middle child. I identify with Ron a little bit. He always has like hand-me-down cloaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's okay. No, Ron is a great character. Question number 4. Eddie Murphy is famous for voicing this talkative sidekick in the movie Shrek.
Donkey.
Donkey is correct. So I it's kind of crazy that Eddie Murphy was so good as Donkey, and he did so much like improv on the fly as he was recording all of Donkey's lines, that they actually built scenes around the jokes that Eddie Murphy would tell as Donkey that like didn't exist in the movie, but they're like, that's too good a joke to not put in. So they changed the movie because of Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I also love Donkey in Shrek the Musical, too.
Yes, he's really good.
His character is fantastic.
Daniel Breaker.
Yeah. He has some really good songs. If you haven't checked out Shrek the Musical, you should.
My favorite character in Shrek is Gingy. Not the buttons! Not the buttons!
Not my gumdrop buttons! All right, question number 5. Gru's army of yellow helpers in the Despicable Me movies go by this name.
The Minions.
The Minions is correct. Do you have a favorite Minion phrase?
Banana.
Banana. It's kind of crazy. So if you do enough listening to the Minions, you'll notice that the Minion language is gibberish, but it's gibberish using multi languages. So like there's some Spanish and French and you name it. There's just, it's a bunch of different languages mashed English together. Too. Yeah. Some English, like banana.
Banana.
But yeah, the Minions have a very interesting style of gibberish. But when you listen to the Minion songs, you actually identify some of the other languages. It's very cool. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round, which we never even introduced. We did it again. This is the second week in a row. We didn't introduce it. Those were the easiest questions.
Sorry, folks.
As it relates to famous sidekick trivia. But folks, now the questions are going to get harder with these next 5 questions. That first round we called
the Trivia Tots.
But this round, we call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. The Mind Movers get more difficult. Sorry for glazing over that little that we'll little idea.
Right in. We're so excited.
We were so excited for famous sidekick trivia. Question 6. In The Lion King, Timon is one of the main character Simba's sidekicks. What kind of animal is Timon?
A meerkat.
A meerkat is correct. I had to think about that. I'm like, which one's Timon? And the other one is Pumbaa, right?
Pumbaa is the warthog that farts a lot.
Yeah. And it's funny because my little like line that I wanted to talk about was my favorite line in all of The Lion King is Pumbaa, not in front of the kids.
Pumbaa, not in front of the kids. And oh, the shame.
Yeah, that one's
That's in Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata. Pumbaa is clearing the savannah after every meal. That's pretty funny.
Duck and cover.
Question 7. Woody from Toy Story has a lovable sidekick that never speaks in the movie. Name this sidekick.
Bullseye.
Bullseye, the horse, is correct. I love Bullseye. He's always got those big floppy legs that kind of dances around. Yeah. But the Toy Story movies were fantastic. What favorite Toy Story movie go?
Toy Story 3.
I agree. Toy Story 3.
That was the best one ever made.
Followed by Toy Story 1.
Yes.
Followed by Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 4.
Kind of Toy Story 4. I guess they had to make more money.
My favorite Toy Story character is Ham.
Yeah, Ham's pretty great. I like Spanish Buzz Lightyear.
Spanish Buzz Lightyear.
He's pretty great.
Demo mode.
All right, question number 8. What is the name of Dora the Explorer's sidekick monkey?
I do not know.
He does not know. We were not a huge Dora the Explorer family.
I've never watched a single Dora episode.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I think you've watched them, but we didn't watch many. We were not at, that wasn't, I think Dora just never really caught your eye. So Dora the Explorer, and I also want to say Dora the Explorer.
Everyone says that.
So Dora the Explorer's sidekick monkey is named Boots. Boots wears red boots and loves to sing and always helps Dora solve her problems.
What? Here's my trivia question.
Oh boy, here we go.
What is Dora the Explorer's most famous line?
I don't know.
Hola, soy Dora.
Hello, I'm Dora.
Yes.
It's true. All right, question 9. In the video game The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, who is Link's fairy helper?
Tinkerbell.
Oh, Tinkerbell is a great guess, but incorrect. And in hindsight, this could probably be a brain buster. This was a little specific to the lad because he's played this game before. And maybe some of the older people in the car at home know this game. But yeah, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, the little voice that always comes up is named Navi.
Navi?
Navi. And do you know what Navi says whenever Navi wants to tell you something in the game? Do you remember what Navi says?
Hey, you with the face.
Well, you got one part of it. You said, it says, hey. It goes, hey, listen. And it's kind of a meme now. Like people have used that as a meme. Hey, listen. Yeah. But it's, if you've ever played the game, you've definitely heard Navi say that a couple thousand times. Question 10. Also voiced by the hilarious Eddie Murphy, the character of Mushu is the clumsy dragon sidekick in this movie.
Mushu. Oh, I don't know.
I think this one is... There's going to be some people, I think, who don't know, like us, because we were never really into this movie. I've never actually watched this movie, even though it's been around for a million years. And I think there's a lot of people who either love this movie or have never seen it, one of the two. But the answer for Mushu is the sidekick of Mulan. Mulan. Have you ever seen Mulan? Like the original one?
Nope.
Nope. I've seen bits and pieces of it just because I'm an adult and I've been in situations where it's been on around me, but I've never actually sat and watched it. I know all of the songs from Mulan, but I've never seen the movie. It's kind of crazy. And with that, we're going to wrap up the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing fantastic. The last two got a little difficult for him, but that's okay. We're going to crank up the difficulty to its highest setting. We are going full on expert mode. The hardest questions we could find in famous sidekick trivia. So get your helmet on, strap the chin strap, put in your mouth guard, put on your goggles, double knot your shoes, pull up your socks, put on your hip waders, and put a scarf around, like the really long scarf that you tie in a knot and it hangs down in the front, and then those mittens that have the knot that goes through the jacket and connects them so you don't lose them. Make sure you have those on as well, because these questions are about to get very, very difficult.
Sorry, could you repeat yourself?
Nope. I don't remember what I said. This round we call
The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Here we go. Question 11. Sherlock Holmes would utter the phrase, "Elementary, my dear blank," referring to his famous sidekick.
Count something. I don't know.
Oh, I like that. I like where your head's at. You got the right idea, but not quite. Sherlock Holmes would say, "Elementary, my dear Watson." Watson is Sherlock Holmes's sidekick. So it's kind of interesting because the all of the like stories of Sherlock Holmes are actually being told by Watson. Watson is telling the story of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a lot of people really understand that concept, that like the whole thing is told from the sidekick's point of view. So it's kind of cool. Question 12. In this Shakespeare play, Horatio, the famous sidekick, speaks this famous phrase, "Now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince." Name the play.
Hamlet?
Hamlet is correct.
Oh.
The 10-year-old got Hamlet correct. Have you ever heard of anything about Hamlet before? Aside from the fact that Shakespeare wrote Hamlet?
To be or not to be. That is the question.
Yeah. So yeah, it is kind of crazy, as is the case in a lot of Shakespeare plays. Horatio is the only major character who made it through the whole story. Yeah. And you'll learn later on in school, like when you start studying Shakespeare, that a lot of times there's not a lot of people left at the end of Shakespeare plays. Question number 13. Who is the Marvel character, Thor's mischievous brother, who sometimes plays the villain and sometimes the ally?
Loki.
Loki is correct. Was this question too easy? Should that have been a mind mover, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of get that feeling too. You answered that pretty easily. Yeah. Loki is one of Marvel's most popular characters. They love him because he's got kind of like shades of gray. He's not like fully bad guy, but he's also not fully good guy either. He kind of bounces in between. He's shifty. I like the word shifty. Question number 14. In the Lord of the Rings series of books and movies, when main character Frodo is captured by the orcs, what famous sidekick takes possession of the ring in his absence?
Bilbo?
Oh, yeah. Spoken like a guy who's not seen the movies or read the book, and that's okay. Bilbo Baggins is a great guess. He is definitely in the series of books and in the movie, but that is not correct. That is the wrong character. The sidekick to Frodo is Samwise Gamgee, or they call him Sam. Sam is the ultimate sidekick. He is always looking out for Frodo, always helping out. He is like pointing out when people are bad and not to be trusted and all that stuff. And he's always been there. Sam is like, if I could tell you to be like anybody, be like Sam.
And when people are saying, "What do you smell?" I smell man flesh.
Man flesh. The lad is referring to a video. If you've not looked it up, you should look up on YouTube. The Lord of the Rings movies with regular normal voices. It's pretty fantastic. They take the orcs scenes where they all talk like blah, 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 and they just have normal voices. And it's very funny. Yeah. You should check it out. And finally, question number 15. In the Percy Jackson book series, who is Percy's sadder friend and protector?
Grover.
Do you remember Grover's last name? Grover is correct, but yeah. The lad unfortunately does not know his last name. His last name is Grover Underwood. Underwood. Yes, but that's great. We're still giving you the credit.
Pronunciation? Satyr.
A satyr? Did I say a satyr?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, a satyr. A satyr. What, can you explain what a satyr is?
A satyr is like half goat, half person.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's like half. It's just, I think, a person that has some features, like feet or ears or a tail, you know, that kind of thing. And that's going to do it for Famous Sidekick Trivia. The lad did fantastic. He did an awesome job. Hopefully you listening at home or in the car did just as well. We did want to give you just a couple quick reminders. We have our final live event of the summer happening on this Sunday, July 20th. At Cycling Brews in De Pere, Wisconsin at 2 o'clock. We would love to see you there. We're going to have giveaways, 2 full rounds of trivia, 1 recorded that we're going to release live. So you have a chance to be on the air with us live and in person. So come on down to Cycling Brews and check it out. All family friendly. Bring the fam. Have a beverage. Enjoy the trivia and enjoy community with the live event. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, if you have not done so already on Spotify or Apple, make sure you hit that 5-star review and even maybe leave us a comment. It costs nothing and it helps us to find more trivia listeners and lovers just like you. And finally, if you are interested in being on an episode, submit a fan question of the week on speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. You can use your phone to record it. You can use anything else. It's just real easy. Just come up with a question. Ask it, tell us your name, where you're listening from, and make sure you give us the answer. And you could end up on an episode in the future. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And any final thoughts, lad, for this week?
Hold on, let me think of it. Don't just say, okay.
And it doesn't have to be on Sidekicks either. It could be on whatever. All right, lad doesn't have much today. That's okay. Thank you for tuning in this week and each and every week to the trivia. We wouldn't be doing this without you, the loyal listeners. We appreciate you, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay out of trouble, and we'll see you later.
Alligators. Peace.
Later.